Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Broadway musical, An American in Paris, has been running at the Palace Theater in New York City since March of last year. Based on the Academy Award-winning film of the same name and featuring the music of George and Ira Gershwin, the production is directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Christopher Wheeldon. Leanne Cope plays and dances the role of Lise. She's been with the show from its workshop stage to its out-of-town run in Paris and for the last year on Broadway, earning a Tony nomination for her work and having to take a leave of absence from London's Royal Ballet to pursue the project. Leanne Cope, welcome to the Roundtable.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you've been on a whirlwind for a few years now.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, 18 months. Actually, from literally my final audition for this show was the day after my 30th birthday. So I feel like my 30s have been a whirlwind.
When did you first learn of this stage adaptation, and how did you become involved, and what routes did you have to follow?
It's not your conventional way of finding out about a show. Christopher Wheeldon, who's our director choreographer, was creating Alice's Adventures in Wonderland for the Royal Ballet, and I was dancing with the Royal Ballet at the time. And he sent me a Facebook message saying, I heard you used to sing in the choir at school, would you like to sing for me? I was kind of a bit puzzled because I didn't know at the time. You know, there was no announcement. I had no idea it was for a musical. So I presumed that maybe he needed a singer in a ballet. I don't know. So I asked him what he wanted me to sing, and he told me The Man I Love. So I got on YouTube and heard every version I could possibly hear and tried to learn the best I could.
Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
I auditioned for him in a shower cubicle in the Royal Opera House in London between a double show of Swan Lake. So that was a very informal, strange first audition. And I hadn't sang in front of anyone for a very, very long time, since I was at school. So it was scary. It was very scary. And then not until a couple of weeks later, when I heard from Telsey, the casting agency here in New York, that I realized it was for a Broadway show. So then I was like, oh my goodness, I wish I'd had a singing lesson. And then over the next couple of months, every time he was in London, he'd be seeing different people, and I would go in and audition again, and I'd get the sides and try and work on a French accent. And eventually I came here to New York for the final audition, and I got the role and started work that late October, early November for the workshop. Originally it started as a workshop, because though they had obviously hopes and dreams of coming to Broadway, until you get everyone together and check it works, they didn't know it was going to happen. So luckily, you know, all gelled, and we did the workshop and then left it again for a very long time and didn't come back to New York until the following September. And they started work for Paris, which was amazing.
And you, from what I understand, you were able to consult with Leslie Caron, who played the role in the movie?
Mm-hmm. So between Paris and New York, I went home to London for a month. It sounds very glamorous. I've lived in Paris, New York, and London.
It is pretty glamorous, really. A lot of it is, while you're working very hard as well.
So I was home, and I was going into the Opera House to watch a performance, to watch my husband perform, actually, and I saw this lady walk into the stage door, and I was like, my goodness, she looks so much like Leslie Caron. It's not something I would normally do, but I just thought, I'm just going to have to ask her. And it was. It was Leslie Caron, and she was coming to watch the ballet that night, too, and we actually were sat two seats away from each other. It was kind of crazy. And I was like, my goodness, this is fate. And we were watching a Christopher Wheeldon ballet, of all the ballets we could have been watching that night. And her daughter was with her, and I said to her daughter, I know your mother's very busy, but I would love to just meet with her for 5 minutes to just pick her brain a little bit about how the original conception came about and what her story was and how she discovered Lise. So the day after, I got a phone call. Hello, Leanne, it's Leslie Caron on the phone here for you. And I was like, oh my goodness, Leslie Caron's on the phone. It's crazy. And I met her for tea, and we, well, more than tea, we had lunch, 2-3 hours we spent together. Wow. I thought it would be a wonderful 5 minutes and ended up being an amazing 3 hours. And she was so generous with her time and her support and her knowledge. So that was incredible to have that discussion with her before, between Paris and Broadway. And then luckily enough, this January, she got to come and see the show.
And did she think it was okay?
She thought it was okay. She, I think she found it very nostalgic, not only because she, I don't want to speak for her, but from what she said from the interviews, not only because it was her first movie role, and obviously it brought many wonderful memories of the Gershwin music and Gene Kelly and Oscar Levant and all the amazing other actors, but it also brought back many memories. She lived through that time. She lived through the occupation in Paris. She was a young girl. She saw the soldiers marching up and down the streets. She saw barricades being built. She walked along the streets to get to queue up for bread. So I feel like she felt that the show represented Paris in a much more vivid way than the movie did. And she told us, you know, that MGM couldn't. There was no way in the 1950s that they could tell people how real. There was still a lot of propaganda. You know, it was very happy. The Americans won. It was all wonderful. There was no way that they could tell people what actually was happening. And she felt, you know, 50, 60 years later, now we can. We can tell them, people, what it was really like. And she found that very touching.
Was that truth of her life, the truth of the war, part of what you talked about when you'd met with her initially?
No, not at all. I was selfishly a lot more interested in her acting career and her ballet career. I had read her book, and it does touch upon her childhood in Paris, but nowhere near as deeply as what she spoke about when she came to see the show. So I was very much hungry for information about her ballet career before, how Gene Kelly found her, and her acting career after American in Paris, you know, Gigi and Daddy Long Legs and all the wonderful films she made, and her, you know, more recent things. She played at the Châtelet, where we played in Paris. She was in A Little Night Music there. And she, you know, not that long ago won an Emmy. So she, you know, she has this amazing career that spanned 60 years. It's pretty, she's a pretty amazing woman.
Absolutely. So you were ballet, mm-hmm. Now Broadway. Then what? Do you go back or do you know?
I took a year's leave from the Royal Ballet, though it ended up being slightly longer than a year because of Paris and Broadway and my contract on Broadway being a year long. Right. So I got an email in January from the Royal Ballet saying, you're coming back to us in a couple of months. We'd love to check up on you, you know, make sure your address is the same and all these things. And in my head, I was like, I'm not going back. It dawned on me, the thought, I'd been offered to stay here an extra 6 months. Mm-hmm. It was the week that Leslie was here, and I guess it was a rash decision, but not really. I just got home from the show that night, saw this email, and wrote back and said, thank you so much, but I'm not coming back. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, oh my God, what have I done? but I think I've made the right decision. I'm staying here another 6 months, and whilst I'm here, I'm taking acting and singing classes. I've done a reading of a new play that's been written, and I'm learning. I'm trying, while I'm in this amazing city full of these amazing artists, I'm trying to absorb as much as I can. And I don't know what's next. Right. Hopefully I'm here till October. Fingers crossed the show is still, you know, going well. And I don't know. I don't know what's next. Ballet will always be a huge passion of mine, but I feel like I now have an equal passion for, especially acting. Not so much singing. I don't think singing is my thing. But acting, I love being someone else. I love going to work every night and putting Lise's wig on and her shoes on and being, for those 2.5 hours, being Lise. It's such a wonderful experience to step into someone else's shoes for a couple of hours. And I'd like to step into a couple of more people's shoes if I could. It's a very, very interesting and scary and but happy, exciting time in my life right now.
You mentioned your husband is a ballet dancer as
yes.
well. Is he over here? Is he over there? What is he doing?
He's in London. He works for the Royal Ballet. So he, luckily enough, they were very, very generous of giving him 3 months leave, December, January, February. So we spent 3 months together. He was here. We had Christmas together. We had New Year's, Valentine's. So it's been wonderful to have had that time with him. He's now back in London, rehearsing a Christopher Wheeldon ballet. So our lives, you know, are very, still very connected. All my friends are there. Friends, I went to boarding school at 11 years old to study ballet. And those girls and some boys as well, I've known since I was 11 years old. And they feel they are family to me. So I still have a very, very strong connection with the Royal Ballet. And I know these girls will be my friends for life. And they're, you know, they're having babies and they're getting married. And it's just, it's... I always thought that your 20s would be the time when it was exciting, but it's turning out to be your 30s is when your life really changes a lot for the better, when marriage and babies, and you feel like settled and you feel more confident as yourself.
You said you're taking acting classes.
Yes.
How do you decide or select who you'll study with, or do you have to like audition to be taught, or how does that work?
During the process of American in Paris, we had an incredible acting coach called Joan Rosenfeld. And she's just the most remarkable. I was very scared of her when I first met her. Very, very scared of her. But now I know, I absolutely am 100% certain I could have not have achieved what I've achieved without her. So I've been going to her.
Okay.
It's word of mouth as well. I also, you know, if I ever have any questions about our show, I go to other actors within our cast. Like Jill Pace is just the most incredible actress, and I said, I'm really struggling. Like, I thought I'd figured this out, but I'm really struggling with this line. And she's such an incredible coach, and she can shed light on anything. So I feel like I'm learning from my cast members as well, still.
Your leading man for most of the time,
uh-huh.
or all of the time until just very recently,
yes, very
just
recently.
This week, as we're speaking, Robbie Fairchild has
uh-huh.
left the show
mm-hmm.
to go back to New York Ballet. What has that been like?
Like I was saying, that final audition, that's when I first met Robbie. They put us together, and Christopher created the beginning of that amazing pas de deux. And I remember leaving. I didn't know who Robbie was. I was like, my God, this guy's a great dancer. Stupidly. And as I was leaving that
He's taken night, a couple lessons.
As I was leaving to fly to the airport, my mum was with me and we drove past Lincoln Center and there's a huge, the whole side of the Lincoln Center was a huge poster of Robbie. And I was like, that's the guy. That's the guy I just danced with. And I was like, that's Gene Kelly. That is Jerry Mulligan. Like I, in my heart of hearts, it had to be him. Because I'd read with 3 different guys. I'd danced with all 3. And they'd obviously, these were the top three. They'd searched far and wide for these people. And I was like, that is him. From the moment he walked in the room, I was like, it's him. And it's been an incredible journey because we've done it together. You know, we both came from the ballet world. Okay. We both suddenly were speaking and making noise on stage. So, it's been amazing, and I will miss him hugely on and off stage because he's such a character. If there's ever a prank or a joke going on backstage, it's generally come from Robbie Fairchild. So, I'll miss him hugely, but I'm very excited about the future. Garen's wonderful. I've been doing 2 shows a week with him for... must be 6 months now. So we know each other very well. And then yesterday, matinee, I did my first show with Dimitri Clouris, who is the new alternate Jerry. And he's wonderful too. So I'm learning a lot from them. it's making me listen again to new interpretations of the script, and it almost feels like a brand new show again. It's very exciting.
You and Robbie both came from ballet, but obviously him in the U.S. and you in the UK. Did you, converse about how those paths are different? Different training, different models there are.
It wasn't something we ever really spoken about. And I remember my director, Kevin O'Hare from the Royal Ballet, came to Paris to see us dance, to see the show. And I remember him saying to me, I wondered, how you two would get along with such different training. He said, but it worked pretty well. So, yeah, it is very different training. But it's like, painting, you've got Picasso and you've got Van Gogh, and you still something very beautiful, but they would look great alongside each other in the same room. So I think we were very lucky in that it was created on us. So Christopher just took both of our strengths and put them together, and I think it would have been different if we'd learnt something that had already been made on someone else and we had to figure it out. But it just so happened that we'd be in a rehearsal and maybe we'd fall over and it would be a mistake. But he'd be like, no, but the beginnings of that was something lovely before you fell to the floor. So the creative process really helped. But I've become a huge, huge fan of the New York City Ballet since I've been here. We danced Balanchine at the Royal Ballet, but two or three ballets within a year, whereas here, Balanchine's the guy. I've become a huge fan of the New York City Ballet and hope to continue to be. If I come back to New York, I will definitely be making a trip to Lincoln Center.
Leanne, it's been wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Leanne Cope stars in An American in Paris at the Palace Theater in New York City. For ticket and showtime information, visit anamericaninparisbroadway.com. The cast recording is available from Masterworks Broadway. The national tour of An American in Paris will hold its technical rehearsals and initial previews at Proctors in Schenectady, New York in October. To learn more, visit proctors.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.